95.9 Bob FM. Oh, they're clapping for me. Can you hear that, Georgia?
I can.
I think that was for me. Anytime I hear clapping at the end of a live performance, I pretend it's for me.
I think that's a good assumption.
It builds your self-esteem. You know, you're like, oh, they're clapping for me, and it makes me feel better. Georgia Savala, and she is director of the Etsanoa
Conservancy.
You say not much digging, though, lately. Because you've been busy with so much other stuff, right?
A lot of operational stuff. Yeah. While it is very exciting, it's not playing in the dirt.
No, it's not what you're about, which is playing in the dirt and getting some dirt under your fingernails. That's what you love, right?
Yes.
That's your thing. Yeah, that used to be my favorite song, by the way, Benny and the Jets, except I thought it was Betty. And I thought it was Betty and the Jets for, like, years. And then somebody's like, dude, why are you singing Betty and the Jets? You know, it's Benny and the Jets. I'm like, oh, really? You know those moments where you're like, okay, well,
dang.
I guess I didn't know. What's going on in Etsanoa? The immersion center, it's closed, right? We're going to have that open soon?
Opens in 1 month from today.
You got to be excited about that, right?
A little terrified, a little excited.
Okay, all right.
A little both.
But yeah, mostly excited. I would think you see that open, you finally, after all this work, it's going to happen. That's awesome.
It's a lot, in a good way, though.
Sure.
It's hard to wrap your mind around.
You had an event already, right? And so what happened there? That was on Friday?
Yes, that was a kind of pre-opening night for a lot of our donors, our board members, and then some of our contractors who have been helping us out and doing the construction.
Sneak peek style.
Yes.
Little chance to see what it's like.
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of comments did you hear back?
It was all really positive. Everyone was really, really excited, especially considering we didn't have a lot of exhibits on the walls yet.
Right.
A lot of everything's still at the printers, but the reactions were very positive. People were very excited, and it gives me a lot of good feelings.
Do you feel that stress, too, where you're like, oh, man, I hope this is in time. I hope this is in time. I hope we have this when we need it, all that stuff?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. All right, good. I've seen these places open before. I've talked to people about the opening. They're like, usually it's a scramble till like right up to the very last second, right? I mean, you're going to be working.
I think we're good, though.
Okay.
Exhibit-wise, we're pretty much done. We're
nice.
Waiting for printers to come out. I think mostly now it's operational stuff, like, you know, a cash register.
Georgia, do you ever think, and I think this all the time, because I am such like, because of how convenient our lives are anymore, what it would have been like to be like Etsanoa era type people, because you kind of had to be doing something all day, right?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, getting your food, like really 70-80% of your time, I would think, was food gathering and prep, right?
Probably. A lot of hunting, traveling to hunt, and then processing all of that.
Skin the animal, cook the things, yeah.
You don't have podcasts or radio to listen to while you're
walking
to hunt.
No, I'd be like, oh man, I can't listen to 95.9 while I go out to do what I'm doing. This stinks. Yeah, there is
no
a
Benny
lot
and
of
the Jets.
No, yeah, it's a good callback. Look at you. Yeah, I think about that. I'm like, this was a different time. You're going to be immersed in a different time, in a different, in a big time different era, but it's very interesting out there. Can you talk about some of the things that people are going to see when they're out there, some of the stuff you have for them?
Well, one of our exhibits that I'm really excited about is on private property. There is a rock that has rock art carved into it, and
okay.
I don't really know the significance. I can't really talk about the significance of the rock art,
right,
but it's
gotcha.
Gorgeous, and it's really intricate. And
oh, the carvings itself.
Yes. And
okay.
So our exhibit designer is a guy from Wichita, and he works with Image Resources down in Wichita. And what he did was he kind of put a silicone cast over the rock art and cast it, and was able to kind of carve it into styrofoam and make it look like rock. And we're going to have that installed inside so you can experience that.
Oh,
rock,
okay. So kind
person.
Of a reproduction. Well,
yes.
A reproduction of it.
Yes.
Recapturing.
And
that's
I
awesome.
Saw a sample of it. It's incredible. The detail is hard to imagine. It's amazing.
I have to say this about you, Georgia Savala. You are all of this. You're the perfect person for this job, to be the director of the conservancy for Etsanoa, because you're enthralled by all of it. You're excited by every bit of it, right? I mean,
I am.
It's just fascinating to think about what was going on here all that time ago. And what was that era, roughly?
Around 1450 to 1700-ish. Okay. A lot of we talk about is 1601, which was when a Spanish expedition came through the area. But Etzanoa was settled and inhabited for about 200-ish years, 250.
And organized. I mean, this was town-like stuff, city, major city-like stuff, right?
20,000 people.
Yeah.
So,
especially at that time. City. Yeah. Wow. That's very interesting to think about. So once everything is open and once the immersion center is going on, what are the hours like? Do you have those set?
Yes. All that?
Okay.
So April through September, we've got spring and kind of fall winter hours. April through September, we're going to be open Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then October through March, same Friday through Sunday, but 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then the weekdays, those are kind of left for field trips and schools. So when they want to call and schedule that.
And opening day is when then?
June 6th.
All right. You're getting up on it. It's sneaking up 1 month.
Yes.
You better stay organized, Georgia. Don't let me be involved at all. I am so disorganized. It'll be a nightmare.
I'm pretty disorganized, but it's in a way that works for me.
Okay.
Probably not for anyone else.
But you're keeping it going.
I can keep that part.
You're keeping it straight in your head. All right. Very good. Yeah, that sounds really cool. Steve Lundgren, our owner here, was telling us a lot about what he had seen and checked out early and already saw. And he said, look, it's not even close to ready yet. And it still was just the excitement about it was cool. So
it was great.
Got that going on. Immersion Center, are you going to get back out and dig sometime?
Hopefully soon.
Okay. All right.
It's a little wet today.
That is true. What is your favorite thing that you found out there? Your most fascinating thing for you?
Oh, gosh. A little bit ago, someone found a piece of a projectile point.
Right.
And so it looks like it was... They were making it, and they messed up, and so they kind of tossed it away. It's not, it was about halfway complete, but
oh, I see.
It's still really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So was it, I mean, true what we all heard, like, through school, that even back in that time, like the 1400s, 1500s, was buffalo like bison, was that the big thing?
Yes.
Meat source?
Yes.
Okay.
Bison was... I think the biggest everything source they used, I don't know if you've ever heard, they used every part of a bison.
Sure.
And for the most part, that is true. I mean, there's parts of the bison that you can't necessarily use, but they found the way to use the bison to the fullest extent.
Everything they were using as much as they could.
Yes. So they would use the bones, they would break those open and then harvest the marrow out of that and put that in with the food. They would use the bison bones for tools for agriculture. They would take the bison brain and use it to tan the hide of the bison as well.
Oh, really? Wow. Yes. So it was everything. They were encompassing as much of using that animal to its fullest potential.
Yes.
And really, it was kind of a belief system there, too, that if you were going to take a bison, then you were going to use it as much as you could to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. Very good. Georgia, thank you very much.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. And the Immersion Center opening soon.
June 6th.
Etzanoa, you're going to find out everything you need to know about it.
Hopefully.
And Georgia's going to tell you everything. Let's go out here and dig around. You want to?
I could.
We don't really have time, honestly. No. But you don't want to be digging next to me. I'll never shut up and you'll be totally annoyed. We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM.